Who will bear the next generation? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Centers for Disease Control are out with a new study that analyzed childbearing data, and fertility rates are dropping due to economic turmoil. In other words, couples are freaked out about the cost of raising children and are having fewer of them. And the demographers warn that this could be a prolonged shift, a baby bust. The thing is, the couples who tend not to reproduce are those who go to college. And I'm worried that the plot of a movie I saw a few years ago called The Idiocracy is about to play itself out in real life.
Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. It began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
See, in the movie, the college grads stopped having kids while the rest of the population, which spent most of their time watching MTV and Spike, reproduced like crazy so that eventually the IQ level of the population dropped, and before long, the president himself was a...
We're running out of french fries and burrito coverings.
Yeah.
But I got a solution.
That's what you said last time.
The president was a wrestler. And nothing against wrestlers. The ones I've met are fine people and way larger than me. And one of them did become governor of Minnesota. But I just worry how it might work on a national scale.
So who are you?
I'm the Secretary of Energy.
I won a contest, got to be a cabinet member. I'm the Secretary of State. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because they pay me every time I do.
Just something to think about. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.